Welcome to Zone 2, our main battle tanks. Please follow the instructions from our traffic control as you drive around these massive vehicles and come to a complete stop to enjoy the vehicles on display in this zone when signaled to. We ask that you put your vehicle in park once you've been asked to stop.
Hi there, I'm Scott McQuillan, another volunteer here at the museum. I have been with the Ontario Regiment Museum going on roughly 5 years. Welcome to Tank Trek Zone 2. This section is basically a drive up and down of the parking lot, in between three rows of heavy armor. Again, you have 10 minutes to roll through the zone, so there's no need at all for you to rush. These are all Cold War tanks and designed to go into combat against the Soviet Union, and their T-54/55 and T-62 tanks. Up first are two of our five Leopard 1 tanks. The Leopard 1 was produced in Germany between 1965 and 1984. It was widely exported to 16 NATO and Allied countries, including Canada. It is well armed with a 105 rifled main gun and can drive at 65 kilometers per hour, which makes it very fast in comparison to other tanks. At 42 metric tons, it is also much lighter than its Cold War peer vehicles. However, the speed comes at the cost of protection. The German engineers believed that speed was armor itself. It has the standard crew of four, a driver, a gunner, loader slash radio operator, and crew commander. There are six production models, of which two are on display here. The earliest is the Canadian Leopard C2, which was a Leopard 1A3 manufactured to Canadian standards, but with an upgraded A5 turret. Leopard 1 was the primary Canadian main battle tank, replacing the Centurion and introduced in 1979. In 2000, the Leopard C1 was upgraded to the C2. This upgrade was done by taking an A5 turret and placing them on the existing A3 hulls. The C2s were deployed to Afghanistan in 2006 until being replaced by Leopard 2s in 2007. The second Leopard 1 is the Belgian Leopard 1A5. This was the first Leopard acquired by the museum. The A5 version has a new and improved welded turret to accommodate a vastly improved fire control system and night bad weather observation systems. The Leopard 1 family also has some specialist vehicles, a bridge layer, anti-air tank, engineering vehicle, and recovery vehicle. Next is one of our two M60 A3 Patton tanks. These are the American contemporaries to the German Leopard 1, being built from 1960 to 1983. It fielded the same 105 gun as the Leopard, but with much more armor. The extra armor slows the M60 down to roughly 48 kilometers per hour. It's also much taller. It has the same crew of four as the Leopard. There were four production versions of the M60, with the last being the M60A3, of which the museum has two. One of which is painted tan and was a U.S. Marine Corps tank. The other is painted green, and it was a U.S. Army tank. The M60 also has bridge laying, recovery, and engineering variants. Even though the M60 has been replaced in U.S. service by the M1 Abrams, they are still in active or war stock in just under 20 countries. Rounding out our heavy armor is the British Chieftain tank. This replaces the Centurion. You might have seen one, which is our gate guard, as you come up to the museum. Please note that after more than 15 years of restoration effort, the museum actually has an operational Centurion. It will, however, require a couple more years to complete the project. Where the Leopard went for speed and the M60 emphasized armor, the Chieftain uses a very big gun. It has a 120mm rifled gun that was originally designed for the British Navy. Like the other tanks, it has a crew of four. Between the big gun and the extra frontal armor, the Chieftain is also the slowest of the three, topping out at 42 kilometers per hour. There are a couple of interesting points about the Chieftain tank. It is designed to use a three-part ammunition rather than the traditional tank shell that looks like a really big bullet. In this case, there is a projectile, a bag of propellant behind it, and an initiator cartridge. The second piece of Chieftain trivia is that the original engine was intended to burn multiple types of fuel, not just diesel, and this was due to NATO requirements. That engine itself was not very good, and in 1977 they were replaced. The Chieftain was manufactured between 1963 and 1986 with 12 production models. It served the British service until 1995, where it's replaced by the Challenger tank. I hope that you have enjoyed seeing these heavy beasts. Once you pass into Zone 3, follow the directions of the traffic control staff and park where you can get a taste of some of our vehicles in action.
Please be prepared to follow the instructions of our traffic control staff when the signal sounds to move to the next station.